This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Vermonters living with disabilities sometimes need assistance with the tasks of daily life. 42 people use the state's Attendant Services Program. It helps people with conditions like quadriplegia, multiple sclerosis, and advanced arthritis maintain their independence. It was also created to bridge a gap for people who are ineligible for Medicaid or other programs that sometimes provide these services. Governor Phil Scott's proposed budget eliminates this program, and people who use it are concerned. Joining me now is one of them. David Sagi happens to work in the Vocation and Rehabilitation Division at Vermont's Agency for Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living, sometimes called DALE, and he leans on the Attendant Services Program to make his life work more smoothly. David, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So I understand you had an injury more than 40 years ago that left you quadriplegic, and you require assistance to do some of the functions of your daily life. Can you describe what kind of assistance you get from this particular program?
Yes. In 1971 in July, I was in an accident that left me paralyzed from the chest down. I have no use of my lower extremities, legs, nor feeling, bowel and bladder. Dressing are key essential functions that have to happen for me to be able to function for the day. And I rely on the Attendant Service Program and have for almost 30 years when a number of us went to the legislature and asked for help. At that time, at risk, and still today, of going into a nursing home without these supports is very high. The Choices for Care program is excellent, but it's Medicaid-based. So basically, you cannot be working and have resources to qualify for Medicaid. So it leaves me having to quit a job if the program isn't funded or going into a nursing home, which is not a great option.
So there are other programs that help people get equipment or pay for assisted living or even help with in-home assistance. So maybe could you expand a little bit on why this program is so crucial to you for the life that you lead and want to lead?
This program is unique because it centers in on services that one needs that has a significant disability, such as mine, to live independently in the community and just basically to be able to get out of bed in the morning. Without the Attendant Service Program and having somebody assisting me, I would be trapped within my own body. So it's unique in that way that the money goes directly to pay for supports for attendant care to be able to get up in the morning and function.
And you said if you didn't have this money coming in to help you hire somebody, and in your case you've hired your wife to help you with this, you would perhaps have to either go live somewhere else so you couldn't live in your own home, or you said quit your job so that you could qualify for Medicaid. Why is that?
It's the rules under Medicaid that you are income sensitive. I think it's around $2,000 you can have in an account, and you really have to meet their criteria and guidelines and rules, I guess. Regulations. You can't be working and provide for yourself like I am to qualify for that program. Choices for Care is a great program if someone is on Medicaid or receives Medicaid benefits, and usually that happens for somebody that's early on disability, is on Medicaid because they've never worked and they just qualify for Medicaid.
And you wouldn't be able to afford the situation, the lifestyle you have, afford the care that your wife can give you and the time that it takes if you didn't have this money from the state.
That is correct, yes.
Administration officials say they would work with you and the other 41 people who use this program to find other resources to help to make sure that this was not suddenly a loss of all this money. Why aren't you confident that that could happen?
Well, because the only other program that I know of, Jane, is the Choices for Care program, and that's Medicaid-based. It's run with still the same tax dollars from the feds and from all of us that pay into taxes, but you can only be on Medicaid to qualify for that program. You can't have Medicare or be working to receive those benefits under Choices for Care.
And as I mentioned, you actually work in the Vocation and Rehabilitation Division of the Agency for Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living. And so presumably you would know or have access to ways to find out about the other resources if they were available.
If they're available, yes, definitely. And that's the reason back some 30 years ago that the program was initiated and started, and the legislature supported it, because it, and it's in other states too. It's not just Vermont. I think we based it on a California program, and other states have followed. But it's based really to help somebody who has a significant disability, as you indicated in the beginning of the show, that can't get out of bed, cannot do bowel and bladder and dressing to be able to function in the community or to work.
David, your job is with DALE, and DALE Commissioner Monica Hutt is defending the elimination of this program. Have you had communication as someone who not only uses this program, the attendant services program, but who also works for this department to talk to her? I mean, are people that you work with helping you to figure this out? It seems like it could be an awkward situation.
Yeah, it is for me. And I'm here today representing myself and speaking for myself and not on behalf of the department or state government, who I've enjoyed working for 28 years. I'm really here on my own. And no, I haven't. But from what I understand, there is somebody that's from the department is going to get a hold of me and explain what those options are. That has not happened. I know some people have gotten calls. I'm not one that has. I also understand that there's some, because of the advocacy and the outcry from individuals across the board with different disabilities who are not even on the program, have raised to the governor's office and to the legislature that there's some movement to have that money put back in the budget. Now, whether, you know, I'm not sure if that's going to happen or how it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think this was first noticed, in fact, by Taylor Dobbs at 7 Days, who said, oh, this is up for elimination in the governor's budget. It was not highlighted, certainly, in his budget. You've been taking part today, I think, in a Disability Awareness Day and events in Montpelier. So is this part of the conversation in the disability awareness and rights community?
Yes. This morning I was able to testify in front of the House Human Resource Committee, Human Service Committee, at the legislature. That committee, I just found out, has already sent a recommendation to appropriations in the House to fund the program. So there is, I believe, some movement within the legislature to at least maintain the program as it is. That's my hope.
This has been up for debate before, whether it should be continued, and I think the program has been frozen for at least a couple years and no new people have been added to it. It seems like it's kind of a vulnerable program frequently when it comes to state budgeting and tight budgets.
Exactly, and I understand tight budgets. I served on the City of Rutland's Board of Aldermen for 10 years and was on the Finance Committee, and how these hard decisions have to be made. But when you look at the program and the resources, the funds that one receives, and you look at what it costs to be in a nursing home, it's almost double. So it's a cost-effective program that way, and especially when someone's working. A friend of mine in Rutland who's on the program owns his own business. We're all paying taxes back into the state. So it's a cost-effective, in my mind anyway, to fund the program because of the benefits it gives one individually, and then the ability to work and pay taxes back into the system.
That's David Sagi. David uses the Attendant Services Program, which helps people with significant physical disabilities hire assistance to help them maintain independence. It's up for elimination in Governor Scott's budget. Thank you very much for talking with us today, David. I appreciate it.
Thank you.